Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
I wanted to say something about this guy, you know, for whoever listening. This guy, you know, actually helped me out and didn't have to do it. And we in the same field. That speak volumes.
Right.
He gave me great advice. You know, you link me with guy, you know, marketing, typical yep. marketing. And you telling me how to grow my business. And right. I appreciate that to the fullest.
Oh, man.
So anybody, that. You know, if anybody listening, you know, you're a great person to sign up with.
Bro. Oh, man. Thank you so much, man. That touched me right there. Mr. Solid Foundation Finances himself. What's going on, man?
Not much. How you doing? Thank you for having me,
bro. Oh, thanks, man. I definitely appreciate you for coming out, man. And look, normally with these episodes, I usually invite some previous customers of mine or, you know, I talk with people who have used credit to improve their lifestyle or to start a business. So really, man, the reason I'm doing this, I want to do something different this time. I wanted to bring somebody on that's in the same exact industry as me that does the same thing. You're in credit repair. And look, man, there's 300 million people in the U.S. and 80% of them got, you know, credit issues.
That's
so.
Right.
It's no reason for me and you to be going back and forth, you know, trying to compete and things like that. So a lot of people may listen or watch this episode and like, why is he bringing another credit repair guy on? So, I mean, look, there's a Walmart in every city in the U.S.
That's right.
And each one of them are making billions. So just like McDonald's on every street corner. So, man, you know, that stuff like that, competition and, you know, talking to somebody that's in the same industry. I love doing stuff like that, man. So I kind of want to go over your story, if that's okay with you, and talk about the beginning of everything, the reason why you chose credit repair and how you are growing your business today. So I think I read a post on the internet a while back. You actually had bad credit at one point, right?
That's right. Bad credit. Didn't understand it at all. Was uneducated.
Okay. Where were your scores? I think they were, what, 450 or something like that?
Yeah, I had a 450.
About 10 years ago?
Yeah, about Dang. 10 years ago. That's right.
What all was on there?
I had two credit cards and I had a car at the time that I was late on.
Mm.
And the reason why I found out I did have a 454 at that time, one of my cousins called asking me to co-sign, which, I mean, I wouldn't do it now, but
right.
I tried to co-sign and a guy had called and said, you know, hey, your credit score is 454. That was my FICO score.
Dang.
So, you know, at that time, I still didn't understand, you know, credit and how important it was at that time. And then shortly after that, here come that repossession.
Dang, man.
Yep, yes.
So by you being in the credit repair industry like me, you know there's usually so many things you can do when you got bad credit. You don't have too many options. One, you can let that stuff fall off naturally. Or two, you know, work on it yourself or hire a company. So what did you do when you had bad credit? To you know, get that stuff taken care of. Did you just wait or what?
No. So I was so uneducated about it that what I tried to do was I tried to go get a loan to pay back to get my car.
Oh, so man. After they didn't already took it.
After they already took it, you know. So I really didn't understand it at all. And I felt so low at that time. It was embarrassing. You know, family members spoke on it. It just wasn't really a good feeling. And I had a friend that went to a guy in a company in Baton Rouge. I'm not going to mention them.
Yeah.
But I had went got my credit repaired, and I always was wondering what they were doing because the communication wasn't, you know.
So I get that so often. People are talking about they going to quit this company and, you know, go with me and stuff like that, man. That's
so
key.
So I knew two people that went to them. So I still stuck it out, but I kept asking questions, was wondering what they was doing. Mm-hmm. So what I started doing was I started reading a lot. And don't get me wrong, I never read for real. I graduated college, but I never read. But something about credit just kind of spoke to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wanted to understand everything about it. So I started reading it, trying to see what they were doing, what I needed to do to build my credit. Mm-hmm. And then it just went from there. And I started watching videos, YouTube. You know, YouTube wasn't as popular now as it was then.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just watching the video clips and articles on credit. I was just doing my homework.
Okay.
Then I started off with a secure credit card. And this was shortly after the repossession, by the way. I started off with a secure credit card. I went and got a secure loan. And that's all I thought I needed at that time.
Right.
And which another thing was that I failed to mention, let me tell you about that car situation. So I went home, I saved some money, right?
Yeah.
And, when I bought that car, I'm kind of retracting. When I bought that car, it was $14,000 and I put like $1,500 and my car note was only $240 a month, right?
You ain't getting that now.
No, I'm not getting that now. So I went back to the dealership after this repossession with my credit bad, and I had tried to put $7,000 on a $14,000 car. You know what they told me my note was?
What's that?
$230, $240 for 5 years. The same thing.
Yeah.
But I was like, I can't do this.
Right.
You know? And that's what really made me want to understand the interest rates and why credit was so important to me.
Right.
Because
people don't understand.
Yeah. People don't understand. Right. Like I said, one of the worst things that happened to me really became the best thing.
Right.
That's how I feel.
And look, man, I think all of us who's in the credit repair industry got into credit repair because of a personal reason. You know, half of the industry had bad credit themselves, or maybe they worked somewhere like me. I was at the car dealership in sales, and I seen so many people coming into the dealership trying to buy a car, and they couldn't because they had bad credit. So if they can't get approved, we ain't selling cars, and then them cars ain't pushing off that lot. Damn. Dealerships ain't making money. So, you know, that's how I started looking into things, man. I didn't know anything about credit repair and all these different companies. And I didn't know the industry was as big as it is now, you know, back then. So, like I said, I mean, I think all of us have some type of personal connection. Nobody really starts a business, you know, out of their dream one day without having a reason why they want to start a business, you know, helping people and things like that. I guess the next thing, man, what made you choose the name Solid Foundation Finances? Where that came from?
I think, I was thinking hard, and, it described me, what I'm trying to do. And, it's also biblical. So, you're not building my brand off trust. You know, they have a lot of scams out there. They have a lot of people that's not doing what they're supposed to do.
Yep.
So what I decided to do was, okay, what do I need to do to make sure that I keep myself in check?
Mm.
Make sure I care more about the client than the dollar.
Right.
And, you know, like for a solid, you know, that means trust.
Right.
You know what I mean? Foundation. Everything solid is about foundation. Yes. Right. They're like, you know, from our relationship, you know, when we start with a client, we're going to make sure that foundation is strong. And I feel like credit is the foundation, a big foundation part of your finances.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep. And you're mainly in the Baton Rouge area starting out and everything. Mm-hmm. And the reason I like what you're doing, man, you're literally doing everything the right way. You're doing everything by the book. You're not out here trying to scam people and telling people they can fix their credit in 30 days and all this garbage that's on the internet now. And that's the reason why I pick you out of everybody else that's, you know, either locally or a state away or something like that, that I could invite it to do this episode with. Because when I started my credit repair business, you know, I started just like you, doing things by the book, wanting to care more about the customer than trying to, you know, scam them out of money and all that nonsense. I guess as you're growing your business today, What methods are you using to grow your business? Is it like a combination of paid advertising, or, you know, what's getting solid foundation finances in front of people's eyes?
It's I've mainly been doing Facebook and mm-hmm. been word of mouth.
Okay.
So when I used to have this idea, like, who gonna trust me to do their credit?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why me, right? But not realizing that I never really did people. I don't do people wrong, you know, mm-hmm. far as they trust me.
Yep.
And I didn't think about it like that. I just thought they, you know, when I was thinking about who gonna trust me, it was really who gonna trust me and know that I know the knowledge of credit.
That's it.
If I haven't been posting about it, haven't been talking about it.
Right.
But only my few friends in my circle knew.
Yeah.
But to be honest, when I had first post about it, in the first 3 months, I had 20 clients.
Yep.
And it was all family members or people that knew me.
Right.
That was like, okay, if he posting that he know what he doing,
right,
I'm gonna trust him.
That's it. Making it public.
Yeah, making it public.
Yeah. And I think one of the hardest things about being in the credit industry, man, and this is me speaking from hundreds of clients later. Like, I think I just reached like 1,000 or 1,030 or something like that last year. Things have probably slowed down after the holidays. But it wasn't easy, man. Like, being in the credit industry or anybody that's in credit repair, you know, you have to overcome all of these people that thinks you're a scam. All mm-hmm. these people with bad credit, you know, they're the ones who didn't pay their bills or pay the banks back, but they're calling you, you know, the bad guy here. But anyway, that's not important. But what I'm getting at, man, there's so many things that we have to keep in check. You know, people want to see that you're a registered business. You know, I've had people go to the Secretary of State and type in Sturgis Credit Repair just to make sure I'm, you know, who I am mm-hmm. that I say I am. So it's very important, man, that some of the small things that you do, such as posting to Facebook, letting people know you're educated on credit, you know, that's one thing. Being you know, legit business, and you're not just some guy that they found on Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that. That's another thing. You know, you actually have a business name, you have a brand,
yeah.
versus some of these people just posting from their personal page and they don't have a business name, they don't have a business email like you have. I mean, yeah. dudes, just the small stuff like that adds up. I was watching a motivational podcast. You know that book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it's the guy, Robert, whatever his name is. But one of the things he said in that podcast, he was like, business people don't work for money. They mm-hmm. work for free, and then eventually they will get paid. And mm-hmm. I'm like, work for free? So that got me thinking. I'm over here, yeah, the paid advertising, all the marketing that Sturgis Credit Repair does, yeah, that helps a lot. But my business grown 10 times more just by doing some of the small free things that later on grew Sturgis Credit Repair. You know, the business email. My email isn't creditboy@gmail.com. It's info@Sturgis Credit Repair. I have multiple emails for the business mm-hmm. depending on, you know, what your situation is. But of course, that's not free. You pay $7 for email, yeah. $10 for email. But I didn't pay that and then got an instant return on investment. Okay. Later on, when people are just searching and they see info@SturgisCreditRepair.com, like, I own my own domain, I pay for the website. Like, there's some people in the credit repair space, they don't even have a website.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and they're like, oh, well, I'm not making enough money to pay for a website, so I'm not going to do it. No, you need to work your job or use some of your savings or something to pay for that website. You know, even though this isn't making you money now, but eventually, man, there's going to be so many people who are looking for legit credit repair people, and those things are going to later grow your business. I've, you know, had so many clients tell me, man, I had one yesterday that said, hey, you know, we were choosing between Sturgis Credit Repair and three other people, and we're going to sign up with y'all because, you know, y'all seem legit, man. Y'all mm-hmm. have a website, y'all got emails. You know, these other people, they're using, you know, cell phone. They don't answer their phones and things like that. And setting business hours, man, that's something else that grew my business. You know, just free stuff. I mean, things that, and when I say free, I don't mean like it costs you nothing to do this, because clearly you got to pay for the emails, pay for the website. But free as in I'm paying for this stuff and it's not paying me right now. But later on, is growing my business. So, I mean, something as easy as, you know, business hours, man, can just help a lot.
So basically you created a solid foundation.
There you go. There you go.
Right, so it's crazy that you said something about that book, because that also helped me business wise.
Okay.
And personal wise. That part from saying I can't to how can I.
Right.
That's a big difference in that book.
Yep.
And that changed my whole mindset about life. That mm-hmm. really helped me out a lot, because I used to be like, oh, I can't afford this. Or, I can't do this. Or,
right.
So once I started saying, how can I? Just like the book says, it says you keep your mind going. Mm-hmm. You know, when you say I can't, you totally shut it off.
There you go. There you go.
So that book actually helped me out as well.
Okay. So yeah, you very familiar with it as well.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Yeah, I haven't read the actual book like I probably should have, but I just listened to a lot of stuff online. His videos came up and I'm like, man, that makes sense.
Don't get it wrong. I did not finish the book. I didn't finish it, but it was good.
Yeah.
But after I read that, it just changed my whole insight on life mm-hmm. itself, to be honest. I never thought about it. You know, it's just, that was a big, you know, that was a big, I guess I would say, bar for me.
Okay. Well, look here. So you got your credit repair business mm-hmm. going and everything. You post on the Facebook, you got customers rolling in. On average, I mean, with mine, I guess they're about the same with any credit repair service.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Most of my clients are probably enrolled in the service 5 months, 6 months. That's on average on you, depending on the situation.
Yeah, depending on the credit profile, 4 to 8 months.
Yep.
What I tell my clients, well, when I tell them as a lead or whatever, I explain to them, hey, you know, everything might not get removed.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to make any promises.
That's it.
And I tell them, hey, find your credit score goal. I try mm-hmm. to figure out what you're trying to do. Find where you want your credit score to be.
Right.
And then we work to get there.
That's it.
You know, if I'm doing what I'm doing and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing,
yeah,
then, you know, we have a chance to get where we need to be at.
Right. And that's some of the things that, and look, there's 1,000 things that I like about being in the credit repair industry, but there's probably one or two things that I hate. Okay. One, which I mentioned earlier, everybody thinks I'm a scam. You know, I see all of these online posts, people are, you know, asking who does credit repair, who can fix my credit. And, you know, there's a lot of people who tag you, and I see Sturgis Credit Repair tagged, and there's going to be always this one or two people that's like, oh, credit repair is a scam. You know, you get bad credit, your life ruined forever. You can't fix your credit. You know, mm-hmm. and there's always going to be those people. But like I said, one, everyone thinks you're a scam, but two, people get mad if they mess up their own credit and then blame you if you can't help them. Like, things are deleted from your credit report for four main reasons. You know, there's a few more, but usually if it's unverified, mm-hmm. the account is incomplete, mm-hmm. Inaccurate information reporting, or they don't respond to the dispute. So mm-hmm. I tell people this, let's take credit repair out of the situation, because at the end of the day, credit repair is just a service for people who don't want to do it themselves, don't have time. They're not going to go back and forth with the credit bureaus every single month. You know, you have some, oh, I can do this myself, but are you really going to do this every single month when you get home from work? No, you're not. But mm-hmm. what I'm getting at, let's say you are doing this yourself. If there's nothing that can be done for your situation, are you going to get mad at yourself and cuss yourself out?
Yeah,
like, right. I've had one person, man, they called me, and this is the second month of their service, and I think they only had one thing removed the first month, and then I don't really think there was a big improvement the second month, But man, he called to quit. He's like, oh man, this is going too slow. I'm like, well, I mean, first of all, this isn't my fault. Okay. This is why things are going slow. I'm trying to explain it to him. So, you know, things like that, man, people blame you for their bad credit. If you, as the person who's trying to help them, you know, they're blaming you if it doesn't go fast, or they're blaming you if there's no results at the time frame they want it to be. You know, it's kind of like, I like to use the two examples of hiring a doctor or hiring a lawyer. You know, if I go out and run over somebody in my car, my truck, I get arrested, pay to get bonded out. You know, I got court in 2 months or whatever. You know, I'm going to find a lawyer, right? Because I don't know nothing about the law. But guess what? If the DA and the prosecutor, the judge and all of them got all these videos and cell phone footage of me running over this person, and let's just pretend I got previous criminal history or records and been locked up and all this stuff before, do I get mad at the lawyer if he can't prove me innocent, or he can't give me less or work up a deal to give me less time in jail? No, because all of this is based on my situation. Mm-hmm. You know, if I get, you know, I hate to say it, but cancer or something, and I go to a doctor, hospital, have surgery to get it removed, but later on it keeps spreading, you know, am I going to get mad at the doctor because, you know, something's in my body? Is no, the doctor did everything he could and I pay him to help me. But if it doesn't work, then, you know, he's out of the equation there. So those are kind of two main things that I guess I hate about the credit industry, man. Everyone's out to blame you as the bad person.
Sure do, but I do explain it. I kind of use that same analogy a little bit.
Yeah.
I say, hey, you could go to court with 10 charges.
Yeah.
I might get 7 off, 3 might stay.
That's it.
I mean, but I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
And they also got to take in effect that when you mail a letter off, it takes time to get there.
That's it.
It takes time for them to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And then get back. Then it takes time for them to get back to you. You know,
right.
So all that is, that's time.
That's it.
So it's not, that's why I don't understand that 30 days, I'm going to get everything removed.
Right.
Run.
People fall for it.
Run.
People, well, they want to hear that stuff. Yeah. They don't want to hear what me or you are saying, and it can take months to fix their bad credit. No, they think, oh, I can ruin my credit, you know, over months or over years, and then I'm gonna just go pay somebody to, you know, see who can fix my credit the fast. I've had a lady call me 2 days ago. She was like, hey, you know, how fast can you do this? And I'm like, well, I don't determine the time. You know, if that was the case, I can fix your credit tomorrow for $1 million, you know, yeah, if I control the time.
I had a client that she wasn't actually a client. I was actually helping her.
Okay.
And you know our job, a lot of times we give a lot of free information.
Right, consultations. You know, things
consultations.
Like that.
And she asked me about an inquiry, and I said, hey, look, if you came with me, I wouldn't even try to attempt to remove that inquiry because it's attached to account.
Right.
So she called me back 2 to 3 weeks later, and she said, hey, I went to this guy. He attacked the inquiry, basically. She said her car closed down. And I already knew why.
Because
of the inquiry or whatever.
Fraud
alert. She asked me, what can I do about it? Nothing.
Nothing.
And her credit score dropped.
Right.
You know, and I ain't hear from her again. But I was just like, you know, I told you the real. You know, I spoke real. I told you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you went somewhere else because somebody else said something that sounds good.
Right.
And now you're in a worse situation. Than
right.
You
they don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear some stuff that's made up in their dream or something.
That's right. And if I have to lie to you for you to be a client, then we don't need to work together.
It's just red flag just waiting.
That's right.
Have you, I guess, you know, since you started your credit repair business, I know I can count up at least one every year. But have you had a like bad customer experience yet?
No. I honestly really didn't. I mean, I had clients that you know, they ghost me after a month.
Yeah.
But far as, you know, I don't know how they felt about it. But I never had no bad experience. But like I said, in the beginning, I probably overly talk.
Yep.
And I tell them everything, every situation, what to expect.
As you should, you know,
And like I said, I never had any.
Right. You're like me. You rather just scare them and let them know the truth versus them signing up and they become a headache because they're thinking you can fix their credit and fix all this bad stuff they did to themselves. that you can fix it overnight, you know. And that's how I am with Sturgis Credit Repair. Like, if you're coming at me with some nonsense, some make-believe story, you know, you heard your credit can be fixed, please go back where you heard that from.
That's how I feel. I'd rather protect my peace.
That's it. That's it. And if you look at Sturgis Credit Repair on Google, man, like, there's a reason why my ratings is positive. Like, you know, I avoid all of the headaches. Now, don't get me wrong, man. Out of hundreds of customers, I probably get one or two per year that are crazy, man. I've had one. This was probably 4 years ago, man. She would sign up for the first month. It's free. I offer that for customers. But sign up, cancel her account before the first month is over. Create a new email, sign up like 2 or 3 months later, cancel, sign up again. I'm like, and here's the thing. I guess they think if they create a new email, I can't see their name and all this stuff. But I already knew what she was doing. I think every day that she created a new account, I was either busy or I just didn't have time to call her or something like that. So I'm like, whatever, maybe she's going to stay enrolled this time. So this third time, I'm like, oh no. I said, look, you got to stop. Uh-huh. And then she's like, oh, well, you offer a free month. So technically this is a first month for me. It's a new account. I'm like, yeah, look. So she ended up canceling, and I'm sure she went somewhere else by now. And then I had a second story to where a guy, he signed up. He had a few things removed from his credit, and then he called me one day to cancel, you know, on good terms. He was satisfied. Not everything got removed, by the way, just a few things. His score went up 80 points or something like that. But either way, he's good. 4 or 5 months later, man, he called me. He said, hey, Chris, we got a problem. I'm like, initially, I'm like, we. I'm like, ain't no we. But anyway,
yeah.
He's like, yeah, man, my wife want her money back. And I said, wait, your wife? I'm like, what's her name? And I'm typing her name in the CRM. And I'm like, I don't have a Mrs. whatever in the system here. He said, yeah. But it was her card that was on file. And I'm like, okay. So pay her money back if she didn't want it, her card to be charged. Why did you use her card for credit repair? You should have used your own card. And I said, look, if I go out and buy Netflix and I use my wife's credit card, is she going to call Netflix and request a refund, or she want me to pay her money back? You know, that's how that goes. And then recently, 2 months ago, right before Christmas or right after Christmas, I have a lady and she's steady liking everything on the Sturgis Credit Repair Facebook and Instagram page today. Like everything I post, she's liking it and everything. So clearly she knows who I am, but she did 3 months worth of chargebacks recently. And this was during a time where I was switching my business bank account, and all of the deposits for Sturgis Credit Repair goes into that business bank account. So at the time I was switching to Capital One, and I had to wait to switch over the merchant account that charges the clients to switch that to Capital One. So I still had my Wells Fargo account open. So, but I transferred all the business funds to Capital One. So about 3 days later, it was like negative hundreds of dollars plus fees for every chargeback. My head just exploded. So I called this lady out of anger. I kept my cool, but I probably should have just walked, you know, went on about my life. But I called her. I said, man, what's going on? Like, I got 3 chargebacks. You know, she told me, oh, I forgot I was enrolled with you. And I'm like, okay, how you get your invoices every month. You get these emails sent to you. I'm looking at your online account. You last logged in December 14th. So what you mean you forgot?
Yeah.
What happened is the holidays came around and probably fell short on some money or something. And, you know, but that's the thing, you know, every chargeback that we get or whatever, I fight those, man. I dispute them. I fight them, and I win every one of them.
I never had any yet.
So oh, it's coming, bro.
Yeah, it's coming. I understand that like your experiences, you know, the more people you have, the more problems.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm still, you know, small and upcoming. So I don't have those problems yet.
I'm pretty sure
I have, you know, other friends that's in the credit repair world that they had those problems.
Yeah. It's a high risk industry just due to the clientele that we have, man. Yeah. And it sucks to say that, but I mean, some people, man, they are just very, very disrespectful. You know, just, I mean, you can just judge by some of the things how they treat their financial life. And if they don't care about their finances, then they definitely don't care about you, you know. What is a good customer experience that you've had so far that I guess is something you'll never forget?
All right, so it was a guy from where I grew up from. He really goes along, best friends with my brother.
Yeah.
And he thought that his credit couldn't be no better. Right. You know,
oh, like, I've had that a few
you
times.
You had that before. So one morning he called me at, I told him what to do, get a, you know, how to get a credit card, secure loan.
Mm-hmm.
His credit really wasn't bad. It just, he only had one, I think, collection from Progressive.
Yeah.
And one day he woke up, I guess he checked his credit score and it was like a 700 something. He called me at 3 a.m.
Oh, man.
he called me at 3 a.m. Now, you know, my wife, like, you know, we think it's emergency right at this point. But he was like, I don't know what you did, but you the GOAT. I don't know what you did. And every time I made a post, you know, for a while, he would be like, sign up with him under my post or whatever. Oh, so that, man, was a good feeling. That's amazing. So that was one of the best ones or whatever, making somebody a believer.
Right.
And another one, like, it kind of brought a tear to my eye, kind of, almost, you know, I'm going to say almost. So it was a guy, he was going, you know, he had a dump truck business or whatever, and he needed a loan to finish off the truck.
Right.
So whatever issue he did. But he already was with me for like 6 to 8 months.
Mm.
And he actually was able to get approved for that loan.
Okay.
And I brought, when I got, when he started with me, it was like $450.
Mm-hmm.
When he left, you know, when we stopped, it was like $640, $650.
Okay.
And then, you know, with the plan that I created for him, he continued to pay, you know, like self,
right,
secure credit card,
building credit.
He opened up, so he was building us credit over time. And you know, you don't jump from a 400 to a 700,
right,
in 6-8 months. Right. We both know that, depending on your credit score, you know, and what That's you have it. Going on. He had a little bit more. He had Navy Federal credit on there too, but you know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he stopped with me, but the plan I had, he continued to go.
Right.
And he was in the 700s. He word him out. He brought me a few clients, and you know, he told me about that, and you know, I was like, man, you know, I really helped him. You know, he just needed to pay off the truck or whatever he needed to do with the dump truck. It was like $10,000.
Right.
But I really helped him to be able to get that loan to feed his family. You know, that's a big, you know, that's different. That hit different, you know.
Yeah.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
That was actually what I was about to ask you next, man. Like, some of the extra things that you do for people outside of repairing credit helps grow your business as well, man. Like, you look on the Sturgis Credit Repair website, I got a credit building page on there where I refer people to sign up for a secure credit card, or a rent reporting website where it reports your rent to build your credit history, because a lot of people lack credit history, man. And some people may not need credit repair, and they just may need credit building. So that way, you know, I can technically still help them, but not directly, but still help them what to do correctly.
Yeah, and then you get those leads or whatever that don't have no credit and be like, hey, how can you help me? And you're right. Like, look, this is what you need to do.
That's
And, you know, just build it or whatever, and I explain it to them. And I just, you know, that's my way of giving back, I feel, as well. You know, taking time for people to understand what I didn't understand.
Right.
You know. Right. But that's, you know, like I said, that's the beautiful part about it. It's just, I can't explain. I explained it on Facebook one time, actually. I said, when I help someone, it reminds me of a feeling when I used to score touchdowns.
Okay.
So, football. And that, yes, that's That's how, you know, that's the feeling I get.
Right.
You know, it's like a excitement, you know.
There you go.
The closest thing to it.
Right.
A championship that I never won.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's amazing, man. How do you feel about, and I'm sure you've gotten this before, because everybody in the world are getting these. Are you familiar with these letters that the consumer are receiving every single month and is saying, oh, we received the dispute, but it doesn't look like you sent it. Do you authorize this? I mean, we call it, or I guess the whole entire credit industry call it stall letters or whatever, but it just is what it is. They got a dispute. The credit bureaus are getting over 10,000 disputes every single day. My thought that they are just trying to slow down everything, regardless if you're paying somebody or you're doing this yourselves. What I think is happening, they're getting overloaded on disputes. Their dispute departments are just overwhelmed with all these letters they're getting every single day, man. I think they're just trying to slow down the whole dispute process, you know. So have you had any customers freak out over those letters?
Yeah, at first they sent me the letters. When I first started seeing them, you know, everybody was getting them.
Yeah.
Because we was like, whoa, you know. And they asked what that is. At that time, I didn't really know, you know, when I first seen it. And then, you know, the credit industry started about a year ago, I guess.
Yeah.
They started calling them star letters. And then now what I do is I say, hey, if you get a letter from TransUnion, say, I applaud you for your efforts.
There you go.
You know that one.
Yeah.
That's the famous one. Experian, say, they also send the one, they say, what they'll say, hey, you need to send two forms of identification.
Yeah.
So let them know now that, hey, you're going to get this. Even if you write these disputes yourself.
In handwriting or with a crayon.
Handwriting and send it with a crayon, whatever. You're still going to get this letter.
Yep.
You still go get it. So I kind of want
it's very annoying though.
Yeah.
They get this letter and they're instantly thinking, oh, well, I guess this means my credit can't be fixed or what you sent isn't going to help. And some people give up. I've had some people got that letter and they're like, yeah, well, maybe this is a sign that my situation can't be fixed. And I'm like, no, that's not what that means. No. I just got to explain it. And it is what it is. So, I mean, that's a good stage that you're in right now because you're working with a lot of organic customers right now versus paid advertising customers. I out of all my clients, and don't get me wrong, all my clients that's out of state and I never talked to them or they just randomly woke up one night and just went to Sturgis Credit Repair because they seen an ad online or something. You know, I appreciate those, but man, those organic customers that was referred to you by a friend, referred to you by, you know, family member. I mean, those are some of your best customers because it's almost like you have a personal connection with them. Those are customers, man. You can pick up the phone any time of the day. They're going to answer. You know, if they have a question, they're going to call you. They're going to thank you. They're going to say, hey, look, take your time. I know this isn't an overnight fix. Keep rolling until we get this done. So, you know, these, you know, I don't know if you dive deep into the paid marketing yet, but be prepared for it, man. Some of that can, I wouldn't say a headache, but, you know, it's all part of business, but some of those are just really hard to get in contact with, man. I got people right now, 50 leads that came in, you know, yesterday or the day before from marketing, man. And these people give us their name, phone number, email, time zone. I have another question that says, what time should we call you? You know, what time zone you're in? They put everything on the form, call them, text them, email, nothing. I sent the girl one text yesterday. I took a picture of her form that she signed herself. And I said, hey, why aren't you answering the phone? You told me to call you today, 3 p.m. Eastern time. It's 2 p.m. here. So, you know, what's going on? Did you forget you filled this out? And she responded, your point. I'm like, oh, that's what's wrong with some of y'all right there, man. Just, I don't get it.
See, my favorite thing about organic, because I didn't experience that feel yet, but I'm about to get into the ads.
Yep.
It's servicing in the Baton Rouge area. If they don't know me and they just decide to call me or try to sign up, I could actually tell them, hey, if we have mutual friends on Facebook, you could contact any of those people that know both of us and check my character.
That's it.
And that matters. That's what I love. You know? So I didn't cross over to the ads world yet, but it's coming.
A lot of people don't understand your personal lifestyle and your image on social media is a big help for your you know, your business background, man. I mean, the guy that I talked to yesterday, he was deciding between Sturgis Credit Repair and another guy that owns a credit repair company, but he's from the, he has a military background. So does this customer here. But I respected him because he told me the truth. He has a military background, and so does the credit repair guy. And I'm like, look, you know, that's, I guess you have a better connection with him than you do me. You know, he loved who I am. He loved my character. He liked the way I talked to him. But at the end of the day, you know, it felt like his trust was more towards this guy with the military background. And that was sales, man. You have a lot of people that try and argue, oh, my personal life don't have nothing to do with my business. Yes, it does.
Yes,
a lot, man. But I know you haven't dived into the paid marketing yet, but that is something that's really needed to grow solid foundation finances, man, 10 times. Because I got with a typical marketing. I've sent them to you with Steele and Sarah.
They're good guy. Good
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
And appreciate, man, that too.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I was never a social media guy. You know, I made a Sturgis Credit Repair page just because I knew social media would help. But at the time, I was never doing paid marketing, I guess, as much as often as I am now. I mean, that's how I started the business, by getting a 0% credit card, and I paid for marketing then to grow. But after that initial, I guess, jump up in clients, and I was able to work for myself, you know, I wasn't going as heavy as I should for at least 2 years. And then year three, I got back into it heavily, and I grew it, just kept scaling up the business. And things just change with marketing so often, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just posting, you know, results at first. I would just post, hey, we helped this customer go from a 540 to a 650 or something like that. Sign up today, blah, blah, blah. And that was working for a while. And nobody cared about screenshots no more of somebody else's results. Then it went to having your face on the flyer. You know, people wanted to see your face on the flyer. It went to that. That worked for about 6 to 8 months to a year. And then that went out of style. Then the next thing became a video of yourself talking. I tried that. You know, I had an ad. This was just last year. My ads last year was all videos of me talking, of giving the whole Sturgis Credit Repair spiel and everything. And that was working. And then that slowed down. So I got with Steele. I said, man, does marketing just change? And he was like, yeah, it changes every month. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, that I can see it right here from the amount of leads that used to come in from this video versus now. And, you know, I think he was like, yeah, man, look at what some of your competitors are doing, like the bigger companies and things like that. So I looked at like some of the top three biggest credit repair companies in the world. And now the newest thing is these little AI animated videos and all this, you know, chat GPT stuff and all this nonsense. But still, with a typical marketing, he just made us a new marketing content, and it's pretty much just an animated video, just giving everything about Sturgis Credit Repair, how we do things, the pricing, everything within a 30-second clip versus watching some 1-2 minute long video of me talking to myself on the camera and stuff like that, man. But marketing is a huge role in growing your business, and you're going to see this, and you're going to get those people that tell you to call them at this time and they don't pick up. So just be prepared for it, man.
I'm not ready.
Yeah. But that's all. That's all the good part, man. Like you love what you do. You love your organic clientele. And trust me, man, like I wish all of my customers, I had a personal touch with them, like the organic customers that I used to get. But now things have just scaled up so high. You know, I got customers in every state now, and, you know, I probably most of them just signed up on a website, and, you know, I haven't really had like a true personal conversation with them, because it's all part of business, man. Once you scale and you grow and you go from a small, you know, credit repair guy in the area to now a company that serves the whole country, then, I mean, of course, clearly it's going to be a different feeling, but nothing is like your organic clientele, man. So I love that for you, man. And that right there alone, just, I'm sure it keeps you motivated to, you know, do what you do every single day.
That's right. You know, it did. You know, I don't know if you ever had a time, because you mentioned love. Did you ever had a time when the bureaus wasn't doing anything?
Oh, yeah.
Like a couple of months they wasn't doing anything.
Yep.
Like, that is so discouraging.
Yep.
That was discouraging. It almost made me quit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I was like, I'm still coaching.
Yep.
I'm still teaching.
Yep.
And I'm still giving out this knowledge that need to be have anyway.
Right.
But, I had my trials and I had my trials.
There's something else you can do that, I guess, doesn't cost you money, but... have you looked into getting any affiliates, loan officers, realtors?
I thought about it and, I shouldn't have this, this set mindset.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, they have so many people that do credit. Everybody already have an affiliate. That's how I felt. But no, I don't have any affiliates.
Okay. Right. That's something I would, like you say, you have your own personal feeling about it, and you know, everybody does what they want to do, of course. Mm-hmm. There are some things people tell me to do, and I'm like, I don't feel like that's me. But it has helped Sturgis Credit Repair a lot just by having these loan officers and partnering with realtors. And even when I'm off work, I'm going meeting the realtor, giving them flyers, taking them to lunch or something like that, or scheduling a day I can express them how, instead of them throwing away a customer because they can't finance a house or get approved for it. No, mm-hmm. Don't throw them away. Just keep on in your back pocket. Let's work on helping their credit. So, 6, 7, 8 months, a year later, you can help, get this customer a house, So realtors and loan officers, man, throw away hundreds of people every single month. And just in your city alone, they throw these people away. Don't call them back. If their credit score is under 600 and they can't get approved, bye. They don't talk to these people no more.
You brought up that up now thinking about it. I had a client 2 months ago and she purchasing a home now.
Yeah.
So she came to me and she said, hey, she told me, look at her credit. She said, this guy told me that, it take me like 8 months.
Right.
To raise up 20 points. And when I look at her credit report, I said, no, it's not going to take this long.
Right.
So I told her, call the collection agency.
Yep.
Because it was a cheap collection. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just say $200. We just go say that.
Right.
I was like, tell them, what can you do to get it removed from your credit report?
Right.
And I said, if they say they will remove it, tell them you want something in writing.
That's it. And do
and
that.
And pay it. And she purchased a home right now. So
dang.
I need to be talking to that loan officer. Because obviously he need a
need
an affiliate. Well, I need an affiliate.
That's
I can work. Yeah.
Right. What's next for Solid Foundation Finances, man? You got anything in mind, or are you kind of just letting it roll how it is and just keeping your good communication with your clients now? But is there something you got planned within the next year, next few months,
Marketing.
There you go.
That's the focus for the year, is marketing.
Okay.
Marketing and staying truthful.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm going to stay silent.
Okay.
But marketing is something that I want to work on this year.
You're going to love it, man. That's going to help you grow for sure. Yeah. If people are watching or listening to this, I'm sure you're going to share this on your business page and mm-hmm. social media things. Anyone who's watching this or checking you out, listening to it, how would they go about signing up with Solid Foundation Finances?
Well, you could go to our website, solidfoundationfinances.com.
Made it easy for the client. Yes. Right there.
And then when you first get started, it will take you to a link that you will schedule where you will schedule a consultation with me.
Okay.
And then after
they actually get to talk directly to you.
Yeah, directly to me.
Okay.
And now we'll talk about it says 15 minutes, but most of the time I go over.
Yeah, same here.
And then after we talk that, I look at your credit report. I see if you need credit repair first.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you need credit repair, then, I ask you if you want to sign up. I have two different plans. One, I try to reach out to the clients that don't want to give their information as well.
Right.
And I try to get the ones that be like, hey, you could do it yourself. Well,
yep.
I try to create a plan where I could email your letters and you could print and mail them yourself too.
Right.
And see how time consuming it could be.
Oh, thing is, how many of them actually do that?
Uh huh. So, so then from there, we get you enrolled. You actually have an app that's connected to our company now.
Okay.
And,
wow.
Like I say, you get your emails of your progress report every month. We send you a credit analysis before we charge.
Okay.
So, and we kind of get you in and we create a plan.
That.
Yeah, we create a plan. The most important part about, credit repair is really not the credit repair, it's the building.
That's it.
Because even if you building credit,
mm-hmm.
even without me, it might take way longer.
Yeah.
Like 7 years.
Right.
But eventually you would get there
mm-hmm.
by education.
Right.
So, you know, like I said, I just try to keep, you know, like I said, solid foundation, you know.
Right. What were the lowest scores you ever seen came across? And what were the high scores that you came across since you've been in the credit repair space?
400s.
Okay.
400s. The highest was really recently like 675, 680.
Okay.
She just wanted the collection off her credit report.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was the highest I seen.
Oh, you're going to see a little bit both lower and higher as you grow. I think just 2 years ago, I've seen my first person in the 300s. So, yeah.
I never came across that yet.
Oh, it's coming. For years, I've always had 400s. I've always had the 470s, the 490s. And, you know, it's possible to get a 350 credit score, but I've never came across it. That takes work. Like, you have to purposely... I can't express how long it would take to get into the 300s, but it takes more work to get to a 300 than it does having bad credit, like in the 400 or 500s, and repairing it or fixing it, whatever the case is. It takes more work just getting into the 300s. But my lowest was like 367, 368. And my highest that I've had in my service was about 820, 830s. Yeah, I've had a customer. He has, right now, I have one guy right now who's enrolled still that has an 820 credit score, but he has literally like 50 accounts on his credit. And the one thing that's on his credit report is only reporting to one bureau. It's like a $70 collection. And he tried to do a pay for delete, but the company, the debt collector, is like, no, we don't do that. We're not going to accept the pay for delete. You got to wait 7 years. And I think it's like 4 years old now. So, mm-hmm. you know, we've gotten it removed from two of the bureaus, but I think it's Equifax. It's the only one it's still reporting to. So we're still working on that. But as you grow, man, you're definitely going to see the lowest of the low. And then some of the highest scores, you're going to, you know, see those as well.
that's when I'll be like, why are you here?
yeah. I get those before, but you got some people, man, they take their credit seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got
it's understandable.
Like I said, I got one or two now that's in the 800s, but man, I got probably over 50, 60 people right now that has a Sturgis credit repair account active. They're still enrolled in the service every single month. And they're in the 700s because they have one or two things in their credit. But those one or two things may be affecting their housing application. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of times with a mortgage, if you have a late payment reported within 24 months, usually that kind of hurts you a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That makes sense too.
Yep. Well, man, this was a great episode, man. I think we actually talked a little more than what we probably, you know, thought we was going to say, you know. One last question, though, man. Do you think it pays to have good credit?
It pays to have good credit.
There you go,
thank
man.
Thank you for having me on, Christopher Sturgis, man.
Yeah. It
was a pleasure being here, bro. You're a good guy and really nice meeting you for the first time in person.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. Look, you know, like I said, man, I chose you because it looks like you're doing everything to how I did when I started my credit repair company, man. And you're doing everything by the book. You're legit. And you're doing everything the right way, man. So, look, this is the first episode we've done, but I can promise you now, it probably won't be the last one, man. And anytime you think of something that you want to talk about or make known to the public, man, just let me know. We can, you know, shoot another episode, and it can probably be hosted on your platform next time or however way you want to do it. But, man, look, I definitely appreciate you for coming, for sure.
And I wanted to say something about this guy, you know, for whoever listening, this guy, you know, actually helped me out and didn't have to do it. And we in the same field.
That's
it. That speak volumes.
Right.
He gave me great advice. You know, you link me with guy, you know, marketing, typical yep. marketing. And you telling me how to grow my business. And right. I appreciate that to the fullest.
Oh, man.
So anybody
that.
you know, if anybody listening, you know, you're a great person to sign up with, bro.
Oh man, thank you so much, man. That touched me right there. Yes, sir. I appreciate that, man. But yeah, until next time, man.
If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled S-T-I-R-G-U-S creditrepair.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.